Okay, let's move on to now our delayed afternoon agenda. Thank you all for waiting. Let's take S-1454.
Amend the official city zoning map, planning and zoning code, and transportation system plan to carry out Portland's 2035 comprehensive plan, establish a new community involvement program and committee, amend related codes, the 2035 comprehensive plan and plan map to coordinate policies and programs.
We don't normally start city council items with a drum roll or a fanfare of trumpets, but it would seem appropriate today. So Susan, Eric, thank you for this great piece of work. Take it away.
Mayor, I don't want to rain on the parade here, but this just feels rushed to me.
Not.
It's so true. Good afternoon. Susan Anderson, Director of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. With me is Eric Engstrom, Principal Planner. I just want to make a few points here. This is a big vote for us today, and to thank possibly more than a few people. You know, I've said it probably a dozen times, and I'll probably say it again. We all know that great places don't happen by accident. We are this wonderful, walkable, prosperous city that so many people want to move to exactly because we did a comprehensive plan more than 35 years ago, and that plan led us in a very, very different direction than most other American cities. So today we're here to celebrate the final steps of the comprehensive plan as we become a city of 800,000 people over the next 20 years. Again, this is task 5 of the comprehensive plan. I know Eric and Joe are kind of sad that there is no task 6, but they're going to have to get over it. This is it. This is the final step. As you know, the plan, it isn't just about the map and the building heights and the setbacks and all that. It is about people. It's about helping people thrive. The goal of this entire document, at least from my perspective, is to create wonderful neighborhoods, to ensure that we have an abundance of jobs, to make sure that there are all types of housing throughout the community, to make sure that it's easy to get around and to travel, create a vibrant downtown, and to protect the environment now and for future generations. So to me, that's what all this work has been about. I know that staff wants me to list all the great components of the project. I'm not going to do that, but there were so many components that are so, so important. I do want to list out just 5. First, the new mixed-use zones. They ensure that growth, that housing and jobs can be accommodated in our corridors, in our mixed-use centers, and that will expand our wonderful neighborhoods. Second, the changes that we've proposed for employment zones will continue our commitment to living wage jobs, with more opportunities in the Central East Side and to keep our strong industrial sanctuaries. Third, the new campus zones allow Portland to expand our education and medical institutions, and that'll help us grow as a West Coast center for knowledge, for innovation, for research. Fourth, the new TSP embraces the transportation hierarchy that you all adopted last summer to better serve freight and businesses, to make sure that it's easy to get around, and to improve air quality and reduce carbon emissions. And fifth, the plan, at least for me, was really all about civic engagement. The plan was, it is truly a plan for everyone. It really builds on our great neighborhood associations, but it went many steps beyond that. And it includes a full spectrum of Portlanders who are involved in that it serves, including lower-income families, including young people and renters, people who want to be able to age in place in their neighborhoods, disabled people, immigrants, people of color, and more. So, again, there were a lot of details, but this wasn't just about zoning and code. This is totally about creating a place for people to thrive. Before I turn it over to you for the vote, I just want to thank several people. First, you and your staff. Your staff were amazing. They met with Eric often. I think they're all new best friends. We appreciate their diligence, and we really appreciate all the great questions that they asked and being able to put all the pieces together. I think second, it's almost thanking the entire community and all of the work groups and committees that were involved. Literally, there were thousands of people who made comments on the plan, either in person, by mail, by email, or on the MAP app. And the plan definitely reflects all of that work and probably more, or actually a couple thousand comments. Next, I want to thank Andre Baugh, who is here, and maybe he'll stand up or wave.
Thank you, Andre. Away.
And Catherine Schultz, who regrets that she couldn't be here tonight or this afternoon, for their leadership as chairs of the Planning and Sustainability Commission, and really all of the members of the PSC, including Howard Shapiro, who chaired the Citizen Involvement Committee. Finally, I want to thank some staff, Barry Manning, John Cole, Shannon Buono, Sarah Wright, Marty Stockton, all of the district liaisons, Denver Egarda from PBOT, a whole slew of staff from PBOT, BES, PDC, a lot of other bureaus with three initials. You know, there were so many different bureaus that were involved, and we appreciate all of their work. Probably half of the BPS staff was involved in one way or another, Tom and Steve and Tyler, Julia Thompson, Al, who was just here, Bill, and many, many others, Mark Raggett and his design team, and a special thank you to Kevin Martin, who with his team created the MAP app, we really have become sort of a leading design studio and a leading place in terms of doing planning throughout the United States in the work that we've done with creating tools like the MAP app. Then I guess finally, and most of all, I want to thank my partners, Joe Zender and Deborah Stein, and the man, Eric Engstrom. Eric, as you know, was phenomenal on this project. I can't begin to describe, and you've all been witness to this, his knowledge, his incredible technical skills, his attention to details, his absolute perseverance, his tenacity in completing this project and making sure that all of us took part. So I would like to actually lead us in a standing ovation for Eric, if that's something we can do. And then I just have one last comment, something Eric told me, of course, that I need to say into the record, and that is after you vote today, assuming that you all vote yes, this all takes effect in about a year, January 2018, and of course that's after we send it all down to Salem for their approval at DLCD. And then with a project this size, there's likely, or more than likely, to be some objections, and we will take all of those in stride. So I guess it's time for you to vote. I know this has been a really big day for inclusionary housing and now for a new comprehensive plan for the city. This really is the last time, today anyways, that we'll be here on the comprehensive plan. And it's just been a really great process. And for me, it's been truly an honor. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. Any further discussion before we vote? Then let's take a vote, please.
Novick.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Joe. Thanks to everybody at BPS and at PBOT and at all the other bureaus who worked so hard to get to this moment. Thank you, colleagues, especially thank you, Mayor Hales, for being here for this period where we're doing the comprehensive plan. Can't think of a better person to be mayor during this process. You've given so much of your life to thoughtful urban planning. One substantive thing I want to say is this is a plan which anticipates and allows for growth. It assumes that more people are going to be moving to Portland. And recently, we've been experiencing a lot of growing pains. There's no denying that. I just wanted to take a couple of minutes to talk about the reasons it's a good thing that more people are moving to Portland and that we should, and especially that we should accommodate for them by allowing for more housing to be built. One is that the greatest challenge the human race has ever faced, which unfortunately we're forcing a lot of other species to face with us, is climate disruption. And if we're going to fight climate disruption, one thing we want to have happen is more people living in moderate climates, because building heating and cooling are a major aspect of energy use. And if you're in a place that's hot or cold or both of those at different times of the year, then you'll see more energy used on heating and cooling. So as a species, we want more people living in places where you don't have to fire up the heater or the air conditioner on a regular basis. Second, compact development, such as that anticipated by our comprehensive plan, is conducive to people driving less, and spending less energy on transportation. Because if you have people living closer together, it's easier for biking, walking, and taking transit to make sense. And that's particularly true in a city that has a pre-existing commitment to transit and biking and walking. Another reason it's important that we accommodate growth and the building of more housing is that Portland has somehow become a really, really popular place. And a lot of people want to move here. And as a result, we've seen the price of housing skyrocketing. And if we severely restrict the supply of housing, the demand will still continue and prices will continue to go up and up and up. So allowing for more housing to be built, as this comprehensive plan does, is an important tool in limiting the sky-high housing price increases we've seen. So again, I realize that growth is going to continue to be controversial, and that does impose inconveniences, but there are two big reasons why I think we should embrace it, and I'm glad this comprehensive plan embraces the idea that Portland will continue to grow. Finally, I want to thank Katie Shriver and my staff for putting in hundreds and hundreds of hours on the comprehensive plan and related policies. So thank you, Katie. Aye.
Fritz.
Amazing, the work that's got done. And thank you for getting it here on the last day that we're going to be in council. You deserve a standing ovation too, Susan, and Joe Zender, and your whole crew. I'm very glad to see many of them were able to be here. And it is special to watch the end of a project like this, which for me and many others has been not just 4 years, not just eight, it's been 12 or 16. I was on the Planning Commission in 1996 and working my way through some of the beginnings of this. And then Tom Potter had the Community Connect and the Bureau Improvement Project and a bunch of very strong-minded women in the bureaus started pushing for, we need to have an equity component in this comprehensive plan and the things that we do, partly as a result of what Tom Potter did. So Desiree Williams, Rajni, Amalia Alconda Morris, Danielle Brooks, Afifa Ahmed Shafi, there's others. And these were the women who just would not stop saying, we have to change things. It's up to us to change things. And so it's been such an honor and a delight to serve first with Mayor Adams to get the Portland plan done and take the time to get it right, and now to work with you, Mayor Hales, for 4 years on all of the exciting things we've been able to do, including correcting some of the things that I was most steamed about back in 1996. Just thank you. And it does stand us in good stead, and we all recognise, especially with the new community involvement chapter, which very clearly spells out much deeper than the old Goal 9, the old Policy 9, what we're expecting from all of our communities and who is entitled to participate and to make a difference, not just to be heard, but to be listened to and to have their suggestions made into law. I do thank Claire Adamsick on my staff and also Pooja Bhatt, who the two of them, it was almost miraculous the way that this enormous body of work would get laid out so that I knew exactly what you were doing. Of course, it wasn't miraculous. It was because they'd worked with Eric and with Joe and multiple staff coming into our offices, working with my staff so that I oftentimes had things handed to me with very little effort on my part, and I just really appreciate it. I think I would have liked to have been a staff person working on this plan, but it's a supreme... I just like that stuff. It's been a huge honour, and I'm very, very happy that we've got to this place on this special day. Happy holidays, everybody. Aye.
Well, you're going to hear some similar themes as we go down the line here.
Thank you.
Okay. And it's fitting that in the last council day of the year and in your last session, Mayor, we're adopting a comprehensive plan, because I think this issue, more than any other issue, defines your public service, and I think it helps to explain why you do public service, because of all the issues that we work with you on, this is the one that always brought out your best, and it was clear watching you in this building. So each of us has a long list of thank yous, and there's no harm in thanking the same people more than once, because this has really been just an extraordinary effort. And Susan, you are the captain of the ship, and you've put together this team. And so you deserve our great thanks for your leadership. And Eric, you and I have had a chance to work on many things. I've never seen someone get into the details on something as complicated as and show such command. And we used to tease you that every once in a while you would actually miss something, some little detail, like you'd be off by a centimeter on some line on some map, because we were always shocked because of your command of this issue. You've done a great job. Joe Zender and Eric, I want to also thank you for the boot camps that you put me through. Every once in a while, because I don't have Amanda's background or Charlie's background, I would ask Susan for a boot camp. And essentially, she would send her best people in to help bring my level of understanding up. And you guys had a lot on your plate, and you never said no. And it helped me engage this process in a much more thoughtful way, so thank you. And to Deborah Stein and Marty Stockton, my old neighbor, and to all the folks who've worked so hard on this, thank you. To the whole Planning Commission, because we saw a lot of the members coming through and offering views, but particularly to Catherine and Andre. I mean, citizen volunteers, Charlie, you talk about all the time about how blessed we are with people that step up and do these jobs. They're two of the best we've ever had in that role, and they shined. I'm loath to mention the city council staff, because then I'll be accused of poaching at some point. But everyone here has a great personal staff, and no matter what the temperature is on this council, the staff people always work well together, and they're always operating on a collegial level. And Matt Grum, because we're just one door apart, spends the most time in my office, and maybe because we have good food in the kitchen or something. But Matt is an extraordinary public servant. Katie Shriver has been an absolute pleasure to work with. Claire Adamsick. Pooja Bhatt, who we wish we had met her before you did. She's terrific. And Camille. And then I want to mention, brag on my Jamie Dunphy, because in one of our hearings, someone actually referenced, I think it was you, Steve, some amendment that Jamie did. You've probably already, you remember it, I don't remember it, but that's the difference in our IQ. But you called him out on something, and Jamie has worked tirelessly on this and has really been, just as Amanda said, on every one of these hearings and every time we had a big issue, I would be handed a document that helped me understand the choices. And that's the best kind of staff work. And so I'm grateful to Jamie's work. And I want to thank my teams at the utilities. And, you know, we're not the lead bureaus on this, although BES had a big piece, but they've done good work. And the hundreds of property owners and advocates and businesses and neighborhood associations and volunteers and everyday citizens who came in and testified and pushed us and cheered us and booed us and advocated, the best of Portland. And Joe Rossi, who never missed a meeting. And there should be an award in his name.
<That's true. laughs>
I want to say something about Commissioner Fritz and the mayor, because both of them dove headfirst into the weeds on this. And I was looking at what I had written, and I said, I can't say that about Amanda because it's too close to another responsibility she has, regulating weeds. But the weed, I should say. But they both jumped into the weeds on complicated issues. And I used to joke at the end of some of our hearings that I could put in for college credit. As the two of them would sort of talk through complicated issues. But Amanda served on the Planning Commission, and Charlie has devoted his life to the built environment. And I've never served with two people that knew so much about such an important subject. And it helped frame some of our most controversial discussions. I think you've both been anchors in that respect. And I thank you for what you've done. And again, Charlie, I've served with three mayors. Each one had something that you knew above all other things they cared about. And, you know, I think for you, my guess is it's the built environment, and it's this, and making sure this process was done the Portland way. Now that the comp plan is finished, Eric Engstrom can get a full night's sleep without waking up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat. And once we vote on this, we get to come back in January and start working on the Central City 2035 plan. So we get to start all over again. It is a privilege to be in public service, because you get to work with wonderful people and you get to shape the direction of a city you love. And there's nothing I'm prouder of than this exercise that we have done together. And I thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I think it's all been said. I will just say I've never felt so baited and switched in all my life. Every time we deal with the comp plan, I kept being asking, is this it? Is this it? Is this it? And I say, yeah. Oh, and then all of a sudden, what's these hearings 2 weeks from now? Or what are these work sessions we're having? So it's been a long time, and it's a lot of work. This is not my strong area by any means compared to Mayor Hills or Commissioner Fritz, certainly. But I played. You know, I played along and tried to act as smart as I could and hopefully made some contributions to this. But it's been, it really is, even though I'm not, this is not my forte, I do appreciate the enormity of this effort and know that it's very important to the blueprint of the city and it's very important to the residents of our city. I was really impressed with the turnout. I mean, I think only in Portland do you have turnouts like that for a comp plan hearing, or do we have organizations formed around the notion of no parking or more parking? And, you know, we have all these vibrant committees that I don't think most other cities even come close to. So people really do care about this stuff, and I appreciate that and admire that in it. And I just want to thank the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability staff for all their hard work, and my colleagues up here for our perseverance, and then the Planning and Sustainability Commission for everything they've contributed as well. So on to the state, hopefully for their approval. Aye.
Well, a couple thank yous to add, and then a few thoughts. Camille Trummer, Zach Lanosky, Jackie Dingfelder, and my staff have worked so hard on this as well, and I know we've all mentioned staff. I want to mention them. And in addition to Andre and Kat, you know, think about the thousands of Portlanders who have been in this chamber at one of our meetings, been involved. You know, at a time where we're sometimes worried about public engagement, this one, it happened. And it didn't happen by accident. It happened because of good work by this Bureau. I had a chance to meet with Susan and her staff the other day and thank them for the opportunity for me as a planner to work with them as planners, because they're the best. And this plan realizes that truth in how it was done and what has been done. I was born in a city that was designed by a brilliant planner, Washington, D.C., by L'Enfant, with George Washington giving him the opportunity to do a good job of planning the city. And then I grew up in the suburbs outside of D.C., and I saw sprawl metastasize and ruin so much of the quality of life that I just thought would always be there. And then I moved to Portland. And 30 years ago, I got involved in planning issues because I remembered that mistake of letting growth just happen the wrong way. And loving this city like we all do, I knew we had a chance, and got involved in planning in this city in the year our first light rail line opened, when there were questions like, would people really want to live in a city neighborhood? So we had experiments like the Livable City Housing Project. And then, would people want to live in high-rise development in a former rail yard, and would they ride a streetcar? Those were questions we didn't know 30 years ago, and that's not that long in the life of a city. It's been a long time and a big chunk of my life and a big chunk of my professional life and a long time and a lot of work. But 30 years is not so long, and yet in that time we have gone from wondering if city cores could recapture vitality from the suburbs to having 1,000 people a month moving to our city and companies that we've never talked to transplanting themselves from the suburbs to the urban core. So a lot of change in a short time, and this plan is a big deal because of those trends. Those aren't one-year affairs. Those aren't flashes in the pan or bubbles. Those are big trends. Our kids all want to live in cities, and other people's kids all want to live in Portland. And they're coming here like I did because this is a great livable city, and this plan will make sure of that. We all know Daniel Burnham's phrase, make no little plans. This is no little plan. This is a great plan for a great place. I'm very proud to have worked on it. Very happy I appointed one, Amanda Fritz, to the Planning Commission a long time ago, and have had the privilege of working, as a couple of us have described, with you in partnership on this. This is good work. It will be very durable. It will mean that when we are a city of 800,000 people, it'll still be Portland. It'll still feel right. It'll be a green, sustainable model for the world and a great place to live. Thank you very much. Aye. Thank you all. Let's take a 2-minute